from talking to other representatives who represent other local authorities throughout the country, there seems to be different protocols in place depending on where you are in the country. And certainly within the Shannon flood basin, what county councils are doing there is they're stockpiling sandbags in advance of severe weather alerts. So when they're getting the severe weather alert from Met Éireann, the councils are swinging into gear. They're filling sandbags to have them at the ready for when the general public need them. And when their houses are in danger of flooding, that the council are able to deliver sandbags ASAP to prevent it from happening. That doesn't seem to be the case here. And we have a convoluted sort of strategy where the council's emergency line is directed to a call centre, I think it's in Cork, who then contact the local roads team here. And then the call centre in Cork will contact the person who is actually in need of immediate assistance. And I just think that that's too convoluted. We need to have a more simplified system and solution for people that when their house is in immediate danger of flooding, that there's a one single number that they can call to get sandbags delivered and that their house can be safe.
Because we know all too well how quickly these situations can escalate up around here.
And I mean, look, this is something that's happening on a very continuous basis over the last number of weeks, the last three or four weekends here in the Lyffordstown Order MD. We've seen numerous examples of houses that were almost flooding, and were it not for the quick actions of the homeowners themselves, the local communities, and indeed the members of Donegal County Council, these houses would have been flooded again. We have ongoing issues with CFRAMs. You know, we've been campaigning for years to get CFRAMs to allocate the funding to protect our towns. We're hopeful now that, you know, we've got that mitigation funding through, that work will be commencing within the next couple of years. But in the immediate short term, you know, the council need to be prepared, and they have. There has been work that's started over the last couple of years with the severe weather activation, our assessment team that swings into gear. But I just think that there needs to be that wee bit of extra help for people when they need it.